issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've got to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We are born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it. Hello. Welcome to Real Life Issues. How are you doing today? I trust you're good. Okay, right now we have a very interesting topic to share with you, and I want you to stick around. You know, our podcast is always unique. We share experiences, we love, we free ourselves, you know. We discuss day-to-day issues that affect us. Okay, but today we are going to be delving into something big, a bigger issue that concerns everybody. It is something that has been on the headline of our news. So we have to talk about it. We are Christians. We are humans. The Bible said something, that we are not of the world. Inasmuch as we are not of the world, we are in the world. So whatever happens in the world affects us as Christians. Okay? So, the topic for today is the role of the youths and the church on climate change. I don't know what your take is on climate change, but today, if you stick around, you will get to know that it concerns you and also concerns me. We are not environmental experts. We are not climate experts. But this is just a little way of advocating for the future threats that is coming to the generation after us. These days, we have more hurricanes, more tornadoes, flood, fires, melting ice caps, crop failures, and we have more records of heat indexes. Okay? And other natural disasters. And the scientists have speculated that this is actually detrimental. It is dangerous and catastrophic to the earth. Okay, so, and that is why today we feel that this is just a little platform whereby we can lend our voices and create awareness amongst the youth, create awareness amongst every community that we can reach in order for us to, you know, play a part in making sure that the earth is preserved. Like I call it, big issue as it stands. So thank you for staying by. I am not alone. I'm here with a brother of mine. He's a wonderful brother I love so much. We've been on this project for some time now and has been of support to me. His name is Brother Solomon. Brother Solomon, you're welcome.
Good day, listener. It's good to be here again, where we share wonderful experiences with everyone. But today is kind of different because we are going out of what we know.
Yeah.
To what is happening around us, and now we are not dealing with Christians or particular set of people. This concerns the whole planet. How we treat the planet, the Mother Earth. So I think today is going to be educative, and in a way, this is how we want to share our own awareness or create our own awareness concerning Earth and what we are doing to it. So I hope God will use us to bless someone today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Brother Solomon, for that. Okay, let's go straight into what we have. Like I've mentioned, the role of the youth and the church on climate change. Let me ask you, do you love nature, Brother Solomon?
This question is not if I love nature. I have to, because this is where I was born into. So it's part of us. It's in our DNA to love nature. We can't except want to live in a virtual world. So nature is us, we are nature. So it's a straight answer, yes, I do. When you go to a clean environment where you experience nature at its best, you appreciate God's work. So I think it's something I love. Thank you.
All right, you see why we need to talk about it? Because if all these things in the future are depleted, what will the next generation enjoy? Okay, so we will go straight into what we have for the day. So, talking about nature, nature comprises of different areas, okay? Not just the plants, not just the water bodies, not just the mountains, but also when we talk about nature, we talk about the atmosphere. So that's where we come to look at the climate, okay? Climate. So what is climate and what is climate change? Because when we look at climate, we also look at what climate change is. So what do we understand by the term climate? Can we talk about climate in a bit, in case a layman is listening to us who doesn't understand what climate is all about? Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to try to break it as simple as I can. So climate refers to a change to a lot. Refers to a long change in the average weather pattern over a specific region or a significant period of time. It is also seen as a change in statistical distribution of weather patterns when they change last for an extended period of time. Now, a lot of us tend to mix climate with weather.
Okay.
So let me try and differentiate that from my own little knowledge. You know, we are not people that study weather, or
no, we are not
just through the study we did. So weather is just a temperate condition, a temporary condition of a particular place.
The
atmosphere. So climate deals with the longer period, like it's the pattern of how the weather operates. So where climate is studies about the longer period, while weather is just the temporary period of that weather condition.
Okay.
So climate wants tend to know how many times or how the rains fall in a particular year. So it's tend to study the statistics behind a particular data or pattern of weather. So thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Solomon. And if we are talking about change, it means something had left the normal.
Yes,
to the abnormal.
Definitely.
You see, so, and that's why we're talking about it, and we are not comfortable accountable rather with what it is becoming. So the scientists have predicted that what they are seeing can be devastating to the earth, and whatever affects the earth affects human. Okay, they are the main custodians of the earth. They are the ones whose activities is affecting the earth. And right now, the earth is actually changing. So I want to look at these changes. What are these changes in the climate?
Yeah, this is a very difficult question. But like you said, whatever affects the earth affects us as human. Just like a pregnant woman, whatever affects the baby, the womb, affect the baby.
Wow.
So whatever we do to earth affects earth, and in return it gives us the result of what we are doing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these changes didn't just come by itself. Just like we have in machine, we have wear and tear.
Okay.
The earth is also going through the experience of wear and tear. That's why, like the scientists say, we have now increase in sea level, increase in temperature. So a lot of things they don't happen the days of old. They are now happening now because due to what the earth is going through, which is wear and tear. Some of it also are caused by us, the humans. Well, we still come to that, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. So climate change is something that is not unavoidable. It's something that has come to stay or will happen due to wear and tear. We do well, but the only thing we can do is we can prevent or we can reduce the effect of climate change. We can actually prevent it. From my own study, we can prevent the inevitable, but we can reduce the effect. That's where the human factor comes in. But I won't, like I said, I won't want to jump the gun.
Okay.
So I'll give you back to the presenter.
Okay, thank you very much, my brother. Okay, and I also understand that you can't talk about climate change without talking about global warming. So let's dwell a little bit on global warming. What are the indications that we are going through global warming? If I may chip in, is it the hurricanes and tornadoes and the flood, the fires, the melting ice caps and the rest of them? Is it actually what global warming is all about? I believe my listener will want to know what global warming is all about. So, what do you have to say?
Like I say, I'm not a professor.
You're not.
So, I will just give my own. Global warming just simply means that the earth is getting warmer.
Okay.
Now, we are where they have the iceberg melting, where we have increasing temperature. And like you said, all these are results of global warming. We have more hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. Just the effect of global warming. The earth is getting warmer. The ozone layer is getting thinner. Now, the amount of sun ray that comes from the sun is very high. What the ozone layer does is to reduce it.
Okay.
But now, due to the human factors and the earth factor, the natural factor, the ozone layer is getting thinner. That's why we're experiencing global warming, which is giving us more heat, more sea level, and things are now happening more, like more rain, more other things like that.
The abnormal
is becoming normal now. So it's something we need to prepare for.
Okay, really. Thank you very much. It's something we really need to prepare for. I hope you got that point. You see, there are so many things that had actually resulted to global warming and basically had to do with the activities of human here on Earth. For example, the burning of fossil fuel. Okay, these are the gases that are released into the atmosphere. For instance, carbon dioxide. You know, carbon dioxide. Now, you talked about the depleting of the ozone layer. Okay, so I believe these are the causes of this global warming or excessive heat you're having, you know, these days, right? So we are young people, and We want to lend our voices in order for those who are in these activities can actually, you know, have an alternative in order to preserve the earth. So we call them greenhouse gases. I came to understand that there are natural greenhouse gases, and also there are greenhouse gases that were advanced or enhanced by human, which is this fossil fuel burning, okay, which is not helping the earth right now. This is what has been, you know, on the headline for years. Conferences have been held in the UN in order to create awareness over time. So we as nature lovers, we have to lend our voices and talk to you as a young person. What are you doing to preserve our earth? What are you doing to preserve the natural things you're loving right now? Okay, for I grew up in the village. I tell you, I have more interactions with the nature than any other person that grows up in the city.
Yeah.
So I can tell you, I can tell you that nature is wonderful.
And the air around, is cleaner. It's more refreshing.
Yes.
Compared to when you go to cities, where we have all these
industries, factories, burning,
we have polluted. Now, before we go to your question, now I want to. We have to five divisions of the sphere.
Okay.
And we have the atmosphere, we have the stratosphere, we have the hydrosphere, and we have the biosphere and the lithosphere.
Okay.
But I'm going to dwell on that three. Now the atmosphere is made up of troposphere and stratosphere. The atmosphere consists of 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and 0.3% carbon dioxide. And water vapor as the most valuable component. This sphere is seen as very important because it aids biotic activities.
Okay.
Now the second one, the stratosphere, which also is known as the ozone layer, absorbs ultraviolet radiation. So when such radiation is prevented by the ozone layer from reaching the earth's surface, it's high intensity. Many organisms, that is plants and animals, are relieved. That is the stratosphere where the ozone layer is. So when the ozone layer stops the effect of the radiation from the sun, the heat ray, it reduces it. Because if we receive it directly from the sun, it is something else. And I think I remember something that they said, the sun has, is it 6,000, is it Fahrenheit? I don't want to confuse our listener.
Okay.
So I won't go straight deep into that. The third one is the hydrosphere. Now, this one is the world of water, existing in form of water, lakes, and oceans. And we have the biosphere. It is the part of the environment which is known as the active part of the earth, where plants and animals inhabit. It is made up of aquatic and terrestrial bicycles. This aquatic bicycle contains fresh and salt water, while the terrestrial bicycle is ozone, where certain life forms can exist without water. So all these spheres are the things that are the components of ozone layer. How we check them will determine how they react to it. So now while I was reading the stuff, the atmosphere conditioner, it talks about 73% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and 0.003% carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide is where I'm going to. Now, more of this carbon dioxide has been released to the atmosphere, which is the major cause of whatever global warming we are going through now. It is harmful to the inhabitants or any living organism on earth. That's where we have the fossil fuel burning, the greenhouse. Most of these things release the carbon dioxide
into the atmosphere,
which is the harmful effect. Now the ozone layer, which is playing a bigger role in reducing the sun ray on earth, is being affected by this same carbon dioxide. It's making it to get thinner. And each time it gets, now so sorry, let me, during this lockdown, it has been a blessing and at the same time, a curse. A blessing to the earth, Mother Earth, in the sense that I was watching CNN one particular day, and you know, during the lockdown, there wasn't movement, nothing like calm movement. No, yeah. Israel industries, everything was on lockdown.
Lockdown.
So, then scientists came up with the idea that if this could be maintained for some years, that the earth will heal
itself.
And during those lockdown, there was evidence that the earth was healing itself, because we could see there are some things we could see, like a particular country, it is Japan or so. There is this mountain that can be seen from anywhere. But because of the pollution everywhere, it couldn't for it years. Yeah. They don't see it. But due to the lockdown that have happened for months, it was so clear. And it from the people that use their satellite to view the earth from satellite, they could see the green land. Everything was clear, and it was because of the lockdown. No burning of fuel. No movement. So all these things plays a major role. Industries just want to make profit. They don't care about the surroundings.
What is happening to the surroundings?
No, just we have, since the realization of this oil industry now, it has been a blessing to some people. At the same time, it's killing the earth.
Yeah, it's talking about industrialization. Yes. Since industrialization, you know, the earth has suffered the effect of industrialization. Any other, we're talking about global change or global warming right now, and as well talking about the harmful effect of it. Looking back at is it about 17th century, from 17th century or so, if I'm not mistaken, when we started having machines coming to work in place of human, in place of manpower right now, you know, and today people are building bigger industries, like you said. These persons are into making profits without being concerned about what the effect will eventually, you know, become. But they are not excluded, because we are all living in this earth. So the better we create we create the awareness, the better for us.
Yes.
All. So we are going to be looking, we are into the causes already. But I just want us to look at a few causes of this climate change. I believe my listener will want to know specifically the causes of climate change is. What are these causes? Let us get to know what the causes are.
I want to divide the causes into two, and I'll go to the natural causes, which are beyond human control.
Okay.
And we have the one that's caused by human. Now, one of the natural causes is what we call plate tectonic. I'm trying to get the words correctly. Okay. Those are the plates that are inside the earth core.
Okay.
They tend to rub against each other or move. Now, all these things also emit the chemical carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Mm. Now, these plates you can have Africa can be on the north side of the earth today, but when these things rub against each other or distance themselves, Africa can be on the south. Now, it makes the continent to shift.
Wow.
We don't notice, but it does. You can be, when it happens, Africa can be on the south side of the earth, and maybe Asia can be on the north side. So, all these things emit carbon dioxide, which is a major factor fighting the earth. Now, we have volcanic eruptions too. That releases molten lava. All this
we can't control.
We are natural. We can't control. But now I want to focus more on the human part, because if the natural disaster is coming into play, we should also try to reduce it from playing our own role as humans. Now, where we have the industrialization. Which they come in, the oil industry, where we have gas flaring, gas burning, all those things are major parts that kill the earth. Now, if you go to a village or a location where they have, oiling companies, where they bring out their oil, if you look at the environment, you can't plant there. It is not possible, because when we have oil spillage, for example.
Even coupled with this illegal oil bunkering,
yes, oil spillage now, they tend to kill all the natural habitats there.
Case in point
is the Ogoni land in Nigeria.
Okay.
Where now the federal government is thinking of taking 20 years to clean up something that has been caused by oil spillage. Where the farmers there are lamenting that they can't do anything. They can't farm on the land. They can't fishes. You can't get fish because they are dead.
Even if you see fish, it will it be healthy for consumption?
It's not. So all these things now, the companies are just after making profit, any money, but they are not paying attention to what is the effect of what they are doing. Now Mother Earth is giving resources to you. Are you taking care of the Mother Earth?
You see,
that's the question we should be asking ourselves. Now we have where we have the smoke released from car. We have bush burning, deforestation,
it's causing droughts and all of that.
All those things are major player in the global warming. They are like fighting the earth. But like we said, we have to play our part. If we will still come to a solution, but I don't want to say much.
Thank you very much if you've really tried to explain that point. Okay, we are looking at the effect of global warming right now. Can we look at the effect on, you just talked about fish dying in the sea, you know, talked about the harmful effect on humans and all of that. So we are going to be looking at it in a way that our listener can actually understand when we talk about the effect of global warming, so that he will actually relate with it and understand that we are not talking out of context. We are not saying something out of point. We are trying to let you understand that you have a part to play. Yes, you have a part to play, and that is why we are emphasizing it. So let's look at the effect of it. That's to tell you that nobody's exempted in what is going on. So can we really look at it right now? Okay.
Now, the effect on humans now, it is very vast. But I'm going to talk on majorly on health.
Okay, health.
Yes. And we know what is into our ecological system already, where we have some species of animal going out of extinction. So we're going to... Now, number one effect on human, we have what we call, we have vector-borne diseases.
Vector-borne diseases?
Yes. Well, we have, these ones are caused by animals, like insects. They play major role. Like, now, we have increase in malaria cases.
Yes, I also noticed that we have excess heat.
Which can
cause stress.
Stress, yes.
Leading to blood pressure and heart disease.
Heart disease.
Imagine.
We have
nobody's
vector-borne diseases. We have cerebral spinal meningitis. All these are major effects or the result of climate changes. And we have cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, which is heart disease.
Another cause of global warming is the decline in human body resistance to virus and infections. Who knows? This coronavirus, sorry to mention it, it's painful. Many persons have died in the course of this coronavirus. I don't know. But this point, when I saw it, I said, wow, this could be true. You know, this could be true. Human body cannot resist virus and infections anymore. And that was why when the wave of this pandemic came, many persons died. I don't know. I can't just tell. I'm just saying it as human. Okay? And another effect of it is the fact that there will be failures in crops. Crops are no more yielding well. And it affects people in the rural areas where their mainstay is agriculture. It affects them.
Yes.
Okay.
Little food shortage.
food shortage, right, actually. And that's another global problem. It's an issue. Food shortage.
Skin cancer too.
Skin cancer, yes, skin cancer.
All this just boils down to the earth getting warmer, hotter
each day.
And we tend to see some diseases that are not known to man.
You see, I also understood that warm temperature leads to dehydration. You get, which is a major cause of kidney stone. And those are common.
Sometimes when you get stressed, you tend to suffer from memory loss.
You see? That is it.
All these things they are just effect of what the earth is giving back to us as to how we treat
it. We treat it.
Now, as a Christian, now we're still talking about Christian.
Yes, Christian playing a major role.
Now, God told us to dominate the earth. If you have dominion over the earth, you know, when he created the Garden of Eden, he gave Adam the power
to dominate,
that is to cultivate it and take care of the garden.
Tend and keep it. Yes.
Keep it. Now, the earth now is our own Eden, which we are meant to take care of it. But over time, greediness and how will I put it?
Self-centeredness.
Yes. Where everybody is fighting for survival.
For survival. Capitalism.
Yes. Has made us to forget our main purpose. One of the major purposes we are on earth.
On earth.
We are meant to tend to it, make sure that it is safe. And one thing about earth is that whatever you give to the earth, it will give it back to you.
Wow.
So if you take care of it, it will take care of you. If you go to the villages now where we have a lot of forests and you try to do some things there, your memory will improve, a lot of things will improve about you because you are surrounded by the nature itself. It tends to take care of you back. Now, coming back to where we have cities, where we have industrialization, we have everything is polluted by maybe air, cars passing, releasing smoke, air pollution. You see that people in the cities so far are more likely to
be prone to sickness.
Compared to people that lives in the rural area. Because we have a lot of air pollution now, we have cancer, different diseases that when you hear their name, so you will say, God, is this part of your creation?
Okay, thank you very much. You know, you just mentioned, it's okay, you talked about the earth, where God said, Adam, tend and keep the earth, you know, the garden. The earth garden is a prototype of the earth. It's a subset of the earth.
Yes.
And God expects us to take care of the earth. Okay, so right now, I don't know, I just want to ask this question. Does Christians being concerned about climate change a step away from God? Does it mean it's a step away from God?
I don't think it is. I don't think, not at all. It's one of the work he gave to us.
Major reason why we came here.
Okay. He didn't just create the earth to take care of itself. If he did, he would have devised the means for the earth to take care of itself. But he gave it to us to take tend to it. That is where we are getting our food from.
Mm.
That is where majority of the things, the inventions, whatever the human can lay their hands to, I say, this is what I created. It came from the earth.
Okay.
So it is normal that we give back to earth.
Okay. So creating awareness in the church or the body of Christ is not something that is out of place.
It is not. It is not. In fact, I will urge all Christians to do that.
Okay. Wouldn't it be pantheism, as it were?
No.
Don't you think so?
No. Pantheism majorly deals with the universe. Now we are talking of the earth. The earth is just part of the universe.
Okay.
So it is our own home. We have to take care of the home. Earth is like a home to us.
Yeah.
Yes. It is a temporary home. But at least we have to take care of
it. As long as we stay here and you hope to have children.
Yes.
Why not take care of it for your children to come and enjoy?
One thing about this is that we don't look at what we are doing to the earth now. We look at what it will do to us in the future. Because
a lot of species now, you know, and species are going
on extinction. Yes,
because of what you are doing, don't be surprised if human beings go to extinction too. You are not at a place to.
That's true anyway.
So we have to take care of it. We don't know it all. We don't know what Earth is thinking. And one of the things you should respect is the mother nature. Because when he fights you back on all that,
there's no mercy.
There's no mercy. So it's not out of place at all.
Okay.
It's not out of place.
Thank you very much. It means we have to keep emphasizing and creating awareness that the church should do something about it if it is not out of place. Okay. So another thing we have to look at the role of the youths. We are young people. We still have, by the grace of God, we still have the future more to do. So what do you think that the youth should put in place? What are the youth supposed to do? Is it will it be termed madness if a youth should wake up, or youth should wake up and say, preserve our earth for us? You captains of industries, you owners of industries, we can sue you if you don't allow us or our children to enjoy the earth. Okay, I want to know if youths have part to play. Make sure that this campaign reaches out